I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This week on the Beard Laws Podcast.
I'm trying to remember how it smelled because apparently, you know, depending on which side you are, there's a smell. If they go, hey, does she look like a stripper? I'm like, no, she looks like a UK nanny. She looks like she's going to snitch on me for having a gram on me. This bitch, no.
Cell phones pick up a lot of things these days.
Yeah. Yeah, and again, just the fact that Burley was able to find it just 30 minutes after I did, just the internet's a dangerous place. Don't f*** up. So, like, I didn't know how big a shifter knob was or whatever on a combine until f***ing Instagram.
In the realm of beard loss, a trio of strong and true. You've been Brandon and Beard Loss with tales both old and new. Their whiskers like a forest, their knowledge like a stream, guiding us through beardom and culinary dream. Beard Loss, the sage of facial grace, with whiskers flowing, setting the pace. You've been the jester in clouds of green, laughs and wisdom and sight unseen. Brandon J. McDermott, Food Daddy Supreme, a feast of facts, a culinary dream.
I don't know if you're part of that 4%er, but either way.
Mine, I'm not even overachiever at all. I'm still at zero. Mm. I keep it consistent.
Yeah. I wonder what I would be in the 4% club doing. 4% of podcasters in the entire world that have 8,000 podcasts like me. Yep. That's the one.
You're up to 8,001 now, aren't you?
It's stupid. Honestly, I think between the ones that I do record, produce, and a part of, I think it hit 7.
Oh, my God.
It's stupid.
Don't mind me. I'm just finagling this gain button over here. I'm not trying to twist any nips or anything like that. I can hear myself, and I feel
great.
Sorry
now,
for everybody.
All the people that were here just for the nip twists are gone.
Yeah, just here. No, wait. We'll come back. We'll come back. Oh, there it is. It's an inverted camera, and it makes me nervous when I have to do this.
Imagine, look at us. We're rocking those dad crew necks, just full-on dad mode. The time of recording, it is Easter. We're breaking away. Oh, you got the best friend gang shirt. It's not even a crew neck. I'm rocking my $5 wall fart crew neck. Nothing on it. Just plain Jane. Did have
Hell
a cool
yeah.
design that I just made that I'm thinking about throwing on it. But either way, we're recording on Easter. Spoiler, so happy belated Easter, everybody. Welcome back, Jesus, or whatever. I'm not like a religious dude. I don't know anything about it. But I did do a little bit of research on some stuff. There's some really cool traditions of Easter, like around the world. And I'm like, man, why don't we do some of these? Like UK, their big thing is they do an egg toss. You know, the world record or whatever is like 300 feet. It's 100 meters, so whatever it breaks down to. I'm like, God
Holy
damn.
Shit.
Which
that's impressive.
Very impressive. And I wanted to make fun of Brandon, but obviously the time of the recording, Easter, he's super busy with family and church and prime rib dinners and all that good stuff. But he did something with his work, and I wanted to bust on him where he had to throw a football. He got a couple of chances to throw a football and see how far he could. He had to break like 30 yards or something like that, and he couldn't. So I wanted to bust on him. He was wearing a Jets jersey, and I'm like, what is going on here? But it was through his day job. So I wanted to be like, dude, I was going to challenge that I could throw an egg farther than he could throw a football.
Right. I think I could. So in all reality, so was he using like an actual, like, was he using like a youth football? Was he using an official size?
No, it looked like an official football.
So how far do you think he threw it? Like 20, yards, maybe?
They measured it. It was like 20, right around 27, 28 yards, I think it was. Okay. So seven, what's that, 60, 70, 80? I'm not good at the conversion, but maybe, it was, yeah. I think it was about 27 yards, I think they said.
Okay, shit. I don't want to talk all this shit because I could probably only throw it like 10 yards, so. No.
Oh, no, I could. I'm pretty confident I could throw a very long way. And as long as I had time to warm up, like get the cannon going, I still think I could throw it pretty good. And I never played football, but I played baseball. And back in the day, I could throw probably like from the outfield on a rope to home. So I could throw 350 in the air.
I can throw, I mean, I confidently, I haven't thrown in a long time. I can throw a baseball easily 250. Easy. Yeah. You know, and so I mean, that's, I don't know. It's that's why I think I could throw a football, but it's been a while since I've even tried it. And I know as soon as I give it just one good old dad heave, I'm tearing something, some ligament, I'm throwing a shoulder out or something. I'm going to be out of commission for at least a couple weeks.
He did have a little bit of a slip on the last throw. Here, let me bring this up. So hopefully he doesn't get mad at us. I'm going to not say where he works just in case, but there is video footage and I have it full screen. That way it doesn't show exactly where it is. But there's Brandon rocking a Jets jersey, and they're kind of just chatting here. Where's the throw? So it's full-size football. Here, we'll play. Oop. I said I wasn't going to show it, but I apparently pressed the wrong button.
Brandon with a New York Jets jersey, a Def Can, and the winner that is closest to that distance will win grand prize, or maybe
I'm so pumped.
But Brandon, there's three throws. Winner, we have Brandon's arm continue to perform as well as we think it is. Crazier things have happened. I'm the coach for Brandon, who's
thanks, coach. We'll win.
He's got a bell jersey.
Every condition set. So Brandon's getting ready. As we look at the list here, we've got about a little more than 20 entries. The guesses of high 20s. How are those? Keeping the
ball
over the line. So we'll see you in that. Brandon, if you're ready.
He's got good ball handling.
Yes, he does.
The first throw, he's behind the line.
Pretty good spiral.
Is, wow.
I see. See what the issue was? Not a good rainbow trajectory on that one. That's a dart. The thing.
Yeah, he's throwing line drives, and yep. I mean, good throw. I mean, he's got good. He's got the good form. Let's break this down here. Let's get there. I wonder the plant. He's a little nervous. It's a little bit of a run-up. Like me, I'm just going to do like a 1-2.
Mm-hmm. That's how I am, too. I'm not going to exert myself on a run beforehand.
Good trajectory here.
See, now, if he would have just released, just
look at the front foot, though.
How he's looking. Oh, he's already fallen down.
Yeah. Oh, but he redeemed himself.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Let's see. Now does he open up the hips? Yeah.
Oh,
look at this grip. Okay. The good grip. I like the back of the football grip.
That's the new Heisman pose.
Yeah. Oh, we got to save that one.
Oh, for sure.
Was it the release a little bit after?
It was, I think that you sure. See how it wobbled a little bit. It was a shaky.
It looks like
release.
He threw it so fast that there's like a tail behind it. Doesn't it?
He's chemtrails from his fucking passes.
Yeah, I think he short arms it just a little bit. Yeah. It was just a little bit of an elbow drop short arm, but it's a good throw.
It's a good throw. It is. Very impressive. Good job, Brandon. That's a hell of a pass.
We're proud of you, and I mean, the crowd loves it.
We're over here being like John Boy. We're just breaking down just Brandon's passes right now.
Yeah. Less vulgar, but it's still there. But, all right, so that was cool. Shout out Brandon, and obviously, hopefully, happy Easter to you and the family. He should be back next week. I did. I asked a couple of other people to join. Sent the link out. Maybe they join. Maybe they don't. But either way, we should have hit up our South African correspondent, Lloyd, to see how they were doing on Easter. But so I was telling you, UK. Okay, they do the egg toss. Iceland, they build mini volcanoes as a family. Like it's like a family, almost like a science family project, and they do that. Where was it? The Netherlands had one. Iceland had one. Let me pull up the little bit of notes because it was pretty cool. Yeah, right here. So UK did that. Sweden, this one's a little bit different. They actually, the kids dress up as witches and they go door to door and exchange drawings that they do for candy. So it's like a mix between like a Halloween and an Easter.
Okay. I like it. But you said they're passing out their own drawings.
They do a bunch of drawings and artwork and stuff like that, and they exchange the artwork and stuff that they do for candy.
See, I'm like, now, I would kind of be okay with that. I'm you know what? But I'm also an asshole parent, and I'm going to judge the fuck out of every single one of those drawings that these kids are handing me. You know what I mean?
I feel like you could do that. You could you maybe set it up on a table and be like, this is an A S tier, this is an A tier, B tier, exactly. C tier, D tier. Okay, and then you hang them up in display and be like, all right, kid, this is a B tier, this is mid, as the cool kids say, or at least the non-cool kids in my life. This is mid.
This one's sus.
You get a little pack of Skittles. This is S tier. You're getting one of those big Snickers.
That's a good idea. We could just, like, our own little private collection, like we're just art dealers, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We'll just hold it up. Like, this is, I'm afraid this is Twizzler material right here. You know, here you go. This is not it. This one, oh, fuck. We got ourselves a Reese's Pieces in our hands.
Oh, my God.
You keep that ear attached. You're like Picasso, but don't be like him with that.
Right? No shit. And don't be like P. Diddy and all those other old fancy artists either.
No. Speaking, did you hear? We did bring this up on one of the shows there, but Lizzo? Did you see Lizzo quit music? It was going around in our group chat. We talked a little bit about it on the Triple T show. She quit music.
I didn't even know anything about it until the group chat, to be honest. I don't watch a lot of TV, and apparently I'm not hip with current events or anything like that. But
but you know about P. Diddy.
that one is inevitable. That one was a little bit. But yeah, honestly, you didn't think there'd be bigger news than Lizzo.
Oh, ba-dum-chow. Would I think I would have had it?
Yeah. And bada bing, bada boom. But yeah, and Goot didn't even know who she was. I was like, I thought I was bad, but this is worse.
So we brought it up on Triple T. And Burley, of course, Burley brought it up, and you know, we looked up some articles, and Goot looks at us, he goes, who the fuck is Lizzo? We're like, what? So we showed a couple of the songs, like showed a little bit, obviously can't show the didn't have rights to her or whatever, so we found this. But then Burley was like, you gotta watch this. Apparently she was doing like an award show, and when she was dancing and jumped, it like killed one of the LED panels. So we showed that video, and Goot was like, yeah, I'm not sure. So we played a couple of the tunes, and he's just like, man, nope. And it wasn't like I'm a manly man, like I'm not, so like maybe something Tony would do, like I don't know who that is,
right?
I'm a big tough Ohio guy. Goot genuinely didn't know who she was, and I'm like,
see, so maybe we need to move where he's at, because the fact that he can live peacefully and not know who the fuck Lizzo is, the property value's got to be high. I would spend an arm and a leg to live in a community like that.
But I'm wondering, she must not have been in a movie, because if she was in a movie, then Goot would know.
Ooh, or her soundtrack. Yeah, I guess, I don't know if any of her songs have been on any movie soundtracks either.
Okay, apparently, according to the Googles, she was a voice in Ugly Dolls. She made her film debut lending her voice to the animated comedy Ugly Dolls and appearing in Hustlers.
I haven't seen either one of them.
The latter was a drama about strippers starring Jennifer Lopez.
So, I've been seeing a lot of Jennifer Lopez hate lately. Have you been seeing a lot of that? Of just people just being like, she's not even from the Bronx. Like, she don't fucking, you know. Because she's like, they're like, hey, what's your go-to bodega order? And she's like, I get a ham and Swiss on a roll and an orange drink. If you know what I mean, you know what I mean. And everyone goes, what the fuck do you mean, bitch?
No, I don't know what you mean.
I've only been to New York, you know, once in my life. And actually, I take that back. I don't think I've ever been to New York. Maybe I was. It was damn near. It was New Jersey, New Yorkish. I don't know if I was there. But it was.
Be careful where you say that, because
I know. I'm trying to remember how it smelled, because apparently, you know, depending on which side you are, there's a smell. So
that is true. Jersey stinks. But I have to admit, though, I've been to New York City a lot, and it also stinks. I mean, it just.
I live in Missouri. It fucking stinks. It stinks everywhere in this fucking hellhole. But yeah, I mean, I forgot where the fuck I was even. ADD moment.
New York, Lizzo, J-Lo.
Oh, yeah. So they were just like, everyone's just been dogging her for this bodega order and stuff like that. And apparently the drink that she was talking about was like the Hugs. They call them quarter waters is what some of these people. I've never heard it called that before, but those little barrel juice drinks that you used to get like 24 of them for like $2. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, I think she's talking about that maybe. But now there's this whole conspiracy theory that she never struggled, that she's this whole persona of the Bronx and stuff. And interviews from like 1998. I go, who the fuck is giving a shit about J-Lo? Like, why the fuck the resurgence of J-Lo?
Who it's gives because a fuck? She's trying to self do that movie or whatever that Burley brought up. Remember how she put up like $20 million and nobody wanted to be a part of it? So of course she's going to stir up some stuff and, you know, try to get there. I got to circle back to this movie Hustlers, because I've never heard of this movie, and it is inspired by the viral New York Magazine article. The Hustlers follows a crew of savvy former strip club employees who band together to turn the tables on their Wall Street clients. So it's like a whole bunch of women that are strippers that are trying to get these Wall Street dudes. And I mean, it's Jennifer Lopez, Julia Stiles, Kiki Palmer, Reinhardt, Lizzo, Cardi B. And I mean, they are stripping, hustling, wearing skimpy clothes. So I mean, if anybody's in the, and there's lots of money, there's very... I'm not going to probably watch it. Constance Wu is in it as well.
You're naming off a whole bunch of names that I have no idea. You know, I don't want to see Lizzo strip. No offense. Just Cardi B speaking in any movie, probably out.
I mean, I'm watching the trailer. I haven't seen any Lizzo yet, but there's just a lot of women trying, you know what I mean? Like, they're taking fake shots and just throwing it over while they're getting the Wall Street guys hammered to take their money.
Isn't that bitch in the Save the Last Dance or something like that? Julia Stiles. Why does that ring a bell? Like, she were like a prude. Like, why would she? The name Julia Stiles, I think of like a British nanny. Like a bitch.
Yeah, Save the Last Dance, the Princess and Me, Mona Lisa Smile.
Save the Last Dance. It is that bitch. Yeah, 100%. I'm not seeing that movie. If they go, hey, does she look like a stripper? I'm like, no, she looks like a fucking UK nanny. She looks like she's going to snitch on me for having a gram on me. This bitch, no. Mm-mm.
Just a bunch of girls on pole. So if you guys are into that, although there was, okay, in the trailer, I did miss it. There was Lizzo on stage, real quick shot of her, just like top part. So, hey, if you guys are into that, now we need to ask Goot. I got to write a note about like, Goot, you don't know Lizzo? You've never seen Hustlers?
Are you really a movie critic if you haven't seen the critically acclaimed movie Hustlers?
Did get a lot of bad reviews, so it might actually be decent.
Shocking. I am completely shocked. Cardi B, she didn't get an Emmy with this or anything? No Golden Globe?
Siskel and Ebert gave it 2 boners up. That's what I heard. I don't even know if they're still alive. So if they are, rest in peace to Siskel and Ebert.
No, I don't know. So have you been on Twitter lately? Did you did you see what me and Burley were talking about that happened in my hometown before
I saw the picture and I saw the video. I haven't seen it on Twitter, but I saw what was in the chat. I feel like there's, I mean, current events is a thing that we should cover. So, I mean, is there like a certain, well, I guess it's X now. Is there a certain Twitter account
I'm usually not a Facebook fan, but I actually found this out on Facebook. And so for everyone who's wondering, there was a video of a young lady, or maybe young, I don't even know, who was apparently on a certain substance. And I don't know if you've ever been to Target and they have those red balls outside, those concrete spheres. I don't even know what the correct terminology is for them, but you see them. This gas station had similar ones. They weren't red, but, you know, had some. And this lady was on her hands and knees acting as if that boulder was rock hard and was getting it. So with pants pulled down. But I see a Facebook post from these people just like smiling, just taking pictures in front of this fucking concrete circle. And I'm just like, what is this ball? Like, what is this? And there seems to be some sort of stain dripping from this ball. And I'm like,
there is an aggressively weird liquid stain that's coming from
an oil stain.
Yeah, it couldn't be from that lady, right?
So apparently they're saying that's the chemicals that was poured onto the thing, because once they found out, they were trying to clean it.
Sanitize,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't believe that, but it's I like to envision that it was from her. She likes to squirt battery acid.
I mean, I tried a couple of different things to search on Twitter and came up with nothing.
Damn, I could probably give you the town name and it'll probably say it, but it's
put it in the if you don't want it out there, put it in the private chat. And,
let me,
you don't have to throw it out there. I mean, if you do, you do. And I could probably bring up the, I don't even know if I should bring up the video that was in our chat, but I could potentially,
at least. I was going to keep it. I was like a kid on Christmas. I couldn't wait. I was wanting to show you guys this video. I was going to save it for the Body Wrong podcast. Shout out to them. And, hey, but I was like, I just wanted you guys to see that. And I wanted to see your reactions live, but I was like, I can't. And of course, this information winds up on fucking Twitter. And within 36 hours, Burley's like, oh, I've already seen it. I've made t-shirts. Like, I already knows about it. But I go through this Facebook post and I'm seeing these people like, oh, you know, what's the story behind this? I go, what? Who the? Why? What's the significance of taking a picture of this damn thing? And they go, if you know, you know. I go, well, bitch, I don't know. Fucking elaborate. Spill the tea, sis. Come on. And I go to the comment and one brave lady goes, does anybody have the video? And you just start seeing ting, 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 ting. Everyone's sending. And it seems like this has security cameras. There's 18 different viewpoints from people pulling up in their videos, just getting this old lady, just getting it. And that's where I witnessed it. And I have not been able to think about literally anything else since.
It's a thing. I'm trying to Google it. I look through the town. So maybe it's not as viral because, I mean, I feel like unless I'm just not typing in the right words, I put in what you put in the private chat and it brought up a former basketball player. And there was apparently some controversy about that.
Oh.
But either way, it's pretty wild. If we find it, we'll throw it on the social media as at least a link, or maybe, you know, I'll continue to try to find something. If we had producer Zach in studio, he could be producing and Googling, and it is but we don't.
Well, we don't have. So apparently, you know, you can get concrete poisoning. So I'm just wondering.
Ooh.
You know, but the update is apparently she has been apprehended. She they've caught the sticky bandit. The rumor is she wanted to be in handcuffs.
It's a weird, there's so many weird things. Like, I don't get it.
There's people that are attracted to different things. I've seen the episodes of people who are, you know, dating a car, who's, they have inanimate objects of like being in love with a roller coaster or something like that. Never thought a concrete ball would be one of them. And Mm-mm. And then like all the comments on there, like, I hope you, everyone taking pictures of it, they're like, I hope you got your shot of penicillin before you came over here. Just again, it's our Washington Monument. We're pretty proud here in Northwest Missouri, you know, just living life.
And it's weird because even I'm starting to just look for the concrete ball, and then there's all these articles of concrete balls stirred problems in South St. Louis neighborhoods. Apparently there's just concrete balls that were installed on corners of intersections along Compton Avenue to calm traffic and increase public safety. They look exactly like the ones that this girl likes. So maybe because St. Louis and these people are just putting these concrete balls all over the place, she started to, you know, find love.
That is wild.
I mean, this was an old article. So, I mean, this was 5-6 years ago, but I'm assuming they're still around. And they spent $235,000 on it, apparently.
Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, if we find it, or if you're really good at the Googles, because apparently we are not, go check it out. It is very disturbing. And go get your picture taken. And if you end up getting your picture taken with it, please send it to the Beard Laws Instagram, and I will make sure to put it on the story, and we will try to show it some love. So.
And I'll see if I can't post a link on my Instagram. So just use the hashtag, where is she whacking off?
Yes, there we go. That is brilliant.
So if you see the chat, I'm gonna take a 30-second. It's getting ready to storm, and I have something in the back of my truck, and I just gotta go put a cover on just real quick. So
yeah, go for it. Go for
it. So you're gonna entertain these lovelies for about 45 seconds at the most. I'll be right back.
Gotcha. All right. So start the clock now. We're at 21:50. We'll see how long it is. And yeah, he's been getting a lot of storms, but either way, while he does that, we're gonna give a shout out to the Deluxe Edition Network. Check out all of the amazing podcasts like this one. Triple T, but more importantly, check out the podcast of the month. It's April, so it's our friend Rob at the Drink O'Clock Pod, Quad Pro Quo, and Steve and Crypto. show. Rob is also on the Body Wrong podcast. Just an amazing dude. Even if he's from Philadelphia, we still love him. And he does a cool take where he interviews some people. They kind of have some drinks. They get drunk. He asks the questions that you're always wondering. So not only check out him at drinkoclock.beer, but check out every podcast. There's like 34 of them, if you can count that high. DeluxeEditionNetwork.com. So as we can see, Euban is coming back. You're going to see him coming back to focus. Also, while you're doing that, go ahead and check out Copper John's Beard, thebestbeardproducts.com. They got all the good stuff that keep our beards looking fresh, healthy, and shiny. CopperJohnsBeard.com or shortcut, thebestbeardproducts.com. Woo, you did it. That was quick.
I did.
It was under a minute. It was under a minute. You got this. It's okay. Trust me, I can relate. I can relate. I just did a quick shout out to the Den, the podcast of the month, just so you know. Drink Clock Pod, Quad Pro Quo, and Steven Crypto Show. You got to remember three of them.
Son of a bitch.
I got your back.
That is a lot.
You can remember Rob's at least. You know what I mean? We hang out with Rob enough that we can remember that one. So, yeah.
Man, hell yeah. I butcher that one weekly as well.
Yeah, that's all right. So I heard two pretty wild stories listening to podcasts that I wanted to bring up, at least one of them, to you. So I'm gonna let you. I'm gonna do this one, and then if we don't get to the other one, I'll save that one potentially for Triple T. But I feel like if I do this one, then this could really trigger Burley into a conversation where I'm gonna have to bleep a whole bunch of words. But Vern Troy, you know Vern Troy, right? Mini Me.
Oh, yeah, Vern Troyer or whatever the hell his name is.
Yeah. Vern Troy. He was apparently born Amish. Yeah, I was listening to, it was Troyer. Yeah, sorry, Vern Troyer, not Vern Troy. Can't trust a person with two names. But obviously, he has passed on quite a while ago, but it was Kid Rock talking to, I'm having a brain fart, Vaughn.
Yep.
Theo? Theo, yes.
Yep, he
recently interviewed him, and they got on the topic of Vern or whatever, because Theo was like, man, he was like the smallest person I've ever met. Like, he was like a foot tall. Like, he was small, but apparently he was 2'8".
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
So they got kind of telling some stories, you know, obviously about him and whatever, but apparently, yeah, he was born Amish.
So is the Amish community like the Spartans? So when you have something like that, do they just like kick it into the pit of death or something? Or what? I don't know. Because he had to use the electronic scooter a lot.
A lot.
So
yeah.
Was he just like in a little wooden wheelchair or something?
Apparently, though, he was initially raised Amish, but his parents left the faith when he was a child. Since the parents left the faith, obviously he went with the parents. So they ended up kind of leaving there, and apparently he was from the Michigan area.
That makes sense.
And he still kind of go back and visit some relatives every once in a while or whatever. So it wasn't his choice, but it makes you wonder, because things in the Amish community are a lot different. Maybe them having a child that, you know, suffered from some kind of, you know, obviously something, he's 2'8". Maybe they were kind of, you know, hey, you need to do something with him. And they were like, nah, he's our son. Like, the hell with you.
Right. I mean,
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I don't know, because they were like, hey, we just had this. We don't believe in this thing anymore. Like, they're like, there is no God. No, I'm sure. But it's just, I know, because I think he made it up to like 40, right? He didn't live to be very old.
Yeah, he was when 28, he passed. Though. I'm like, he was born in 69. He passed away at 49 years old.
Oh, so he was almost 50. Okay.
Yep. Yeah, almost. So apparently he did an interview when I was kind of looking up some quick notes from TheGuardian.com. It was, I don't know, probably 8-10 years ago. But it said how the parents left the religion when he was a child because the Amish have a lot of rules. And his dad thought many people in the faith were hypocritical because they tell others not to do something, but they were doing it themselves.
Seems about
apparently right. Apparently also when he was a baby, his parents actually found him unresponsive in his crib after being laid low with an infection. Obviously, they were still Amish at the time. They only had horse and buggies to get to the hospital, but the parents knew it wasn't going to be quick enough, so they actually borrowed their aunt's car. And the parents were told that there was nothing that could be done there. And the dad whisked me away to another hospital, where they ended up having to put him in an oxygen tent to live and recover.
Wow. Yeah. That is wild.
Isn't that crazy?
Did you ever watch the Surreal Life on VH1 where he was on that?
Mm-mm.
Oh, man. He was, like, just getting really fucked up and, I think, like, pissed in a corner and stuff like that.
Yeah. So,
it was wild. It's sad because I remember him, obviously, from, like, you know, Austin Powers and stuff like that. But the Surreal Life, I don't know. I think I was, like, 14, 15 when that shit came out. And it had Ron Jeremy. Like, the cast was wild. What, maybe New York from Flavor of Love. Was she on that too? I can't remember.
Goot would know, but naturally he's not here. They also talked a lot about, while you're looking that up, they talked a lot about Kid Rock's buddy, JC. Wasn't it JC?
I don't know who that is.
Remember his buddy, the
small person?
Yeah.
I do. Burley remembered him by the name. Like,
I know his real name. Oh, Josie. Josie. His real name was Joseph. Josie. So Josie. He told the story, which is kind of interesting, because apparently he was at a concert. Kid Rock was doing a concert or whatever, and looked over and saw what he thought was a kid with his father smoking a joint at the show, screaming, vulgar, singing along to the song. So he's like, I don't know what I got to do, but I got to meet this kid. Holy shit, you know what I mean? Right. So he goes to meet him, and they're having a conversation. He's meeting him, lights up another joint. He's like, whoa, what the heck? He's like, and of course, he did the impression. I'm not going to, but he's like, I'm 18, dude. Like, he's like, what? He's like, yeah, I'm 18. And they go to talk, and he's like, you got to come on the road with me. Right. He's like, I can't rap. And he goes, I'll teach you some stuff. So Kid Rock actually kind of took him under his wing, taught him a little bit about rapping, this and that. But apparently he was like super, super sick. Like, I forget what some kind of disease, something. He had to be on, like, medications all the time, potential, like, dialysis-style machines and stuff like that. So it was hard for him, I guess, to get on the road and everything. But the dad was cool with him just going on tour, letting him just kind of live his life and whatever. But, I mean, he passed away at, like, 26. So, I mean, just being able to, you know, get out, tour with Kid Rock, like, just kind of do it, you know what I mean?
That is pretty wild.
Also, from the Michigan area.
A lot of Michigan. Shout out to Michigan this episode.
Shout out Michigan. Except for when you run into Alabama. Roll Tide, baby.
I looked up the cast of this Surreal Life. Apparently there were 6 seasons of this, but the ones that they're highlighting the most, and I do remember a lot of these now. So Flavor Flav was on this. So it wasn't New York. It was actually Flavor Flav himself. Okay. Vanilla Ice.
Oh, shit.
Christopher Knight, who played one of the Bradys, and remember when he and that Adrian Curry, I don't even know, they had like their own little sitcom too, apparently. Bridget Nielsen, the chick that used to be married to Sylvester Stallone, that played Drago's wife. Yeah, dude. And Vern Troyer. So just a lot.
Eric Estrada.
Eric Estrada. I see that. Vince Neil was on there. MC Hammer.
Wow.
Steve Harwell. Shout out. Rest in peace, Smash Mouth. Ooh, Corey Feldman. He got touched on this one too, probably.
And that came out in 2003?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. See, I was about 13. Yep. Damn. Show my age.
But then they came up, the Surreal Life Family in 2007. Then it triggered other shows like Rock of Love with Bret Michaels, I Love Money. All of those.
That was awful.
We can blame those. We can blame. I don't remember. That was right around the time I was getting out of high school and all that stuff. And watching shows like that, watching TV wasn't really something I did a lot. Still don't. But yeah, I don't remember seeing this one.
That was a lot of VH1 was played in my house. There was MTV, MTV2, VH1, and there was an alternative one that was Fuse or something like that. Those were the channels that were in Comedy Central. You know, how to put little Tosh.0 and yep. South Park and stuff. Absolutely.
Interesting. Look at that. We're an educational show. Yeah. Not only that, we're doing a little pop culture. We've talked about a lot of celebrities from Lizbo to, man, look at us. What a wild
I went
time.
From saying that I don't know a lot about pop culture with Lizzo to just being able to name off a whole bunch of shit from 2003. But that just shows you how current I am not. If you want to know shit about the early 2000s, I gotcha.
And it shows
if you
want to
know what happened yesterday?
No, not so much. But it also shows how good the memory is. I mean, you're locking in some core memories from 20 years ago, over 20 years ago.
And who's saying? Now it's that short-term memory loss that's a bitch. Now if you say, hey, Euban, go ahead and knock this out in like 10 minutes. I'm like, I got you. 3 days later, I'm like, what'd you tell me to do again?
Or maybe you sit in the wrong studio before it and wonder why we're not in here recording yet.
Maybe. You know, the ventilation system in here sucks too. So it's just stagnant shit just reoccurring. Just, you know what? When they figure out Alzheimer's and stuff like that, this is going to be ground zero. This is going to be where they figure everything out. They're like, hey, this guy, he can't remember shit, but he can also remember some shit. You know what I mean?
That'd be wild to have it named after you. When they do the research and the cure, and it's the you've been whacking off, whatever.
Could you imagine? Like Lou Gehrig's disease, you know what I mean? Could you imagine just getting some kind of disease that's like rare and it's named after you?
No,
that would be some shit.
Or you get to name it, so you don't have to actually have your name. You can go by your online name, so that way your legacy can always continue with your social media following, even though then people are going to be like trying to buy youbeenwhackingoff.com, which you guys should check it out. There's some candles live. But also, you know what I mean? The you've been whacking off disease.
So he's got that whacking off cough or something like that. You know what I mean? Oh. Like, you know, it sounds like whacking off. You know, it sounds good.
Now we just need you to come up with a rare disease, I guess.
I'm going to do something. I'm about to just roll up in some Roundup, you know? I'm going to do something. I'm going to get some kind of disease.
Just go lick that cement block. Or.
I think I'm allergic to shellfish.
Find the lady. That will probably give you a rare disease. Well, it might not be that rare, I guess.
I wonder if mugshots available yet.
Oh.
No, it's Easter weekend. They wouldn't have posted that yet. Okay, you know what? Next episode, so we can do the smasher pass on prison shotties. We can have the old curbside cooter.
We haven't done a mugshotties in a while. Now I just have to look it up just to see. It's not going to be on there, but if they were smart, they would.
Oh, they would. They would. I'm still so surprised that I was sitting there talking about this. Like, so again, I'm at a 4-year-old's birthday party at my house, my son's, you know, but so my father-in-law was like, hey, you've been on Facebook today. And I go, are we talking about the same thing that I just looked at? Cause an hour before that, I was like, I saw that. And I was just like, what the fuck is this? And he's just like, I saw the video. And I was like, oh shit. And so we're sitting there talking about the kids go away, you know, and we're talking about it. And my brother-in-law, too, is just like, what the fuck are you guys talking about? I'm like, watch this. And he's just like, what the fuck? And eventually my wife, she's like, because all you can hear is me just say, and this bitch is grinding on the concrete. And she's like, who's grinding on what? And I was like, I don't think you want to know this. And she's like, let's just wait until the party's over. And it was about 10 minutes after the party. And I go over there and I show her. And she's like, I was like, yes. And she's like, I will never, ever let the kids even touch, jump over, even walk remotely close to one of those fucking things ever again. I was like, oh, yeah, that's going to be in your memory for a long time.
There's a lot of things, obviously, pop reality shows or whatever that get locked in there. And that lady, it's a very disturbing thing.
Vern Troyer.
Hopefully she enjoyed it
balls.
At least. You know, I mean, I don't know. Teach.
And so when I was watching, it was the sound was off. And then whenever I heard it with the sound, I was like, what? It's so bad.
Cell phones pick up a lot of things these days.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, just the fact that Burley was able to find it just 30 minutes after I did. Just the internet's a dangerous place. Don't fuck up.
Mm-mm.
Do not fuck up.
That's nope. All right. Let's do it. Speaking of fucking up, let's do a couple mug shotties. Why don't we?
God, I hope she's on this.
I don't think so, but this one, the reason I wanted to, this came out 7 minutes ago. So this is like, obviously, by the time you get to this, but fresh you're going to be like, meat. This is like 4 days old. Hey, we were breaking news on this, but look at all the comments already.
Oh,
seven minutes in.
These people are hard up on Easter, you know?
Dude. All right. What do you think she's in for?
She looks like she stole something. I'm going to say burglar, you know, or theft, store theft or something.
Burglary, failure to appear, domestic violence, and possession of narcotics. She did it all.
Triple threat. That's a triple double.
That's a quadruple. There's four of them.
Oh, I forgot the failure to appear. I don't count that one.
Yeah,
failure to appear. If you're going to steal something and you're going to do domestic violence and be in possession of narcotics, you're definitely not appearing.
No, just a given. No, you're definitely going to appear because they're going to get you. And this is just an extra one added to be like, well,
yeah,
we need a little extra money from her. But the comments are already wild. Damn, she's perfect. Sign me up. Failure to appear in my bedroom. Failure to appear at my wedding. Do Miami laws even count, Your Honor? She looks like she'd do all that.
She's got that Lord Farquaad hair, though. That's the only thing that's kind of thrown me off from Shrek, you know what I mean? Like, she's cute, don't get me wrong. Still smash.
Mm-hmm.
But we'd have to do something with that hair.
Yeah. She's being trained by Leon.
Oh, and circle back just real quick. Remember how I told you that the Mrs. listens to the podcast, right? So she's like, oh, hey, by the way, who's fuckable? And I was like, oh, that's the MILF and Me podcast. Shout out to them as well. And I was like, yeah, you listen to the podcast. Yeah, you sure do. And she's like, uh-huh. And she goes, she's pretty hot. And I was like, that's what I'm saying. So shout out once again. And I was like, I even got a. So I made the mistake. I go, yeah, look. She said, I was fuckable too. And she's like, great. And I was like, so I feel like she's going to be an avid supporter of our group lately. She's going to keep tabs on me.
Hell yeah. It's all fun and games until she ends up in the group chat.
I know. When I showed her, I was like, hey, this guy fucking saw this video already and everything. And she's like, geez, of course your fucking group would see it. And I was like, what is that supposed to mean? And. I showed her the wars. We had a podcast war that was a little friendly and it ended, you know, respectfully. So I showed her and she's like, why would anyone agree to even fucking start anything with you? And I was like, I don't know. They did. Fucking did. And she kind of was on there. She's like, guys, like, what? These are fucking good memes. I was like, we held it back. So
yeah, most of the memes didn't even make it. Didn't even make it to it.
They act like we don't screen these things. We in the group chat, we were screening a lot of these things. Now, was there encouragement?
We're the only group of people, I think, pretty much in the entire Deluxe Edition Network that actually looks at the other posts, most of the other podcasts, interacts, throws a like, has a comment. You know, there's a lot. I see things. I've been a part of the den for a while now. There's not a lot of people in there that are showing as much love as, well, maybe love. I mean, tough love is still love. But
that's right.
We're out there.
My dad always told me.
Yeah, I mean, so, well, it is what it is. But, yeah, that was, we held back. We had some good fun for a couple of days. It was all good fun anyways.
And be sure to stay, keep checking out of our socials. We get into some, you know, not only some podcast wars, but we'll get into some friendly banter with amongst, you know, each other as well. So be sure to check out not only that Deluxe Edition Instagram, but the Beard Laws, the Body Wrong, everything. Catch us everywhere.
There's a lot. There's a lot of people that don't love clicking off of it, though. And I don't know. I feel like I'm a little bit different. Like, I've been seeing all these videos of people taking other videos and pictures from people. And dude with the big beard, Robert Michaels. I don't know. I'm not good with names.
Oh, I know you're talking about.
From Florida. Robert. Yep. Yeah. I've met him in person. Awesome dude. Awesome dude. Big, big beard. But he ends up on so many people's pages. And it drives me nuts because next thing you'll see there and be like, DM for credit. And it's like, how can you do this? You know what I mean? Your account has 50,000 followers, maybe 100,000, 200,000. Like, they're big accounts that are just taking pictures, posting on their own stuff, not knowing who these people are or not. I mean, it's not a lot of. I thought you always had to get permission to be like, hey, do you care if I post this on here? Like, that's what I would try to do, but not everybody does it. But so whenever I see him, I'm always like, hey, this is him, tag him in it. And then he's like, oh, hey. And then of course, I always take it a little too far and be like, wonder if they actually know you. Wonder if they got credit. Wonder if this and this. And he'll message me and just kind of like smile. And it's like I get it. It's the internet. It's the world of recycling content and stuff like that. But if you're going to just do a featured post and potentially get more traffic and money and views and whatever, although Instagram, I don't think really pays like that, but principle, man.
Yeah. And it's the thing, and it doesn't take a lot of effort to, like, whenever people are like, oh, well, I didn't know who to find the original person in the video on TikTok or something like that, like to tag the person. Usually if you're watching a video, that search bar is searching for exactly where the original video is at. It takes a lot of the effort to actually be able to see who the original person is. Just fucking tag them. It's just common courtesy. You know what I mean?
Yep. People try to give me shit all the time because I'll stitch or duet. Like, that's all me. I don't overly put a ton of time into some stuff. Some videos I do, some I don't. But everybody's like, oh, you added nothing to this video. And my favorite thing is, like, you're right. I sat there and I just kind of looked at it or whatever. But if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have seen said video.
Exactly.
And all you have to do is, if you are that pissed off that I added nothing to it, just click that little link that says app user, whatever their name is, because it's always in every duet. It's in always every stitch. It's in everything you do. Just click it and go show them some love. Give them a follow. Do whatever. Right. Like, it's not that hard. And most of the time, it's an account that isn't even the account.
And if
I try not to duet them, but.
Right. And if you're commenting something stupid and negative on that, guess what? It's going to say, hey, this person's engaging in that video. You want to see more of it. You fucking idiot. Just scroll. Just keep fucking scroll. Because again, my Instagram reels, all I keep seeing, and it's a weird fucking thing. It's just, I think I mentioned it before. It's women with large personalities attempting to breastfeed with a fake baby doll. I don't understand where the fuck. I'm like, it's weird to even, one, to try to sexualize something like that. But two, I mean, I bold move to break the guidelines, you know, and I will credit you on that. I will, you know, fuck the guidelines. But three, what the fuck? You know what I mean? So now, anytime that you guys are like, hey, check your Instagram messages. Perfect. Let me load up this app. And immediately it's showing the explore option and it's just tits and ass, just nonstop. And I'm like, oh, well, why aren't you keeping up on the Instagram on this group chat? I don't know, because I'm with fucking kids around and I can't open up this godforsaken app without there being a tit popping out.
Just so happens I have kids and I have a job, and neither of these are marked safe for work or kids. So that's why
Instagram is almost like Twitter. Like, it's like the wild, wild west out there, man. I was like, oh my God, I thought my TikTok feed used to be pretty scandalous. Nowhere near what this fucking Instagram is. Holy shit.
See, Twitter has always, when I started using it, and I was like, oh, I'm going to make an effort. I'm going to try to get, you know, build a little following, just kind of recycle some stuff, but just kind of actively just put a post out there. Something's going on. But then you open it, and it's the same thing. Not even people you follow, not things you're searching, but it was just like, it was pretty much like porn on there. I mean, not, you know what I mean? Not that I'm bashing people that love it or whatever, but it's like, there's apps for that. There's apps, plenty of apps, and the ability for you to go and click a link, and you're just scrolling. And I mean, it, next thing you know, and I don't know if it's like a segue with beards and bears and whatever, but it would just be like dudes doing stuff to dudes. And I'm just like,
so.
And then it's just, you know, then the next video, it could be like a whale jumping out of the water. And then it's, you know, Burly going on a rant. And then it's a dude with another dude part in his mouth. And you're just like, the heck is going on?
So
it's,
I'm not getting the dude parts, but like, so I noticed that. So whenever I was liking like your videos and Logan and Tyson's and stuff like that too, I was getting some like very hairy dudes.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there going, and it was after I was bitching about, you know, how I right now I got like the breastfeed one, but a lot of it was just TNA because of Content Candy with Donnie and stuff. Like, I was getting a lot of that stuff. Mm-hmm. And, but now it's just like, it was a whole bunch of just hairy dudes, just like muscular fucking just dude. I'm sitting there going, what the fuck is this? And I go, what happened? And I was like, when did my shit get pretty gay? I was like, what is this?
Yep. The last video I remember seeing, and it's kind of like that shock of what's going on in Missouri, is it was scrolling and was like, here's us getting caught at the hotel or something. It was us getting caught in public or something. And it was like this dude that was trying to do stuff to another dude sitting in the edge of a pool. And there's like people walking by. He's got his phone there and he's like trying to give him some head while in public by this pool. And then you see like security come up and they're like, and then his phone gets tipped over and you're like,
what the fuck? So, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just like, that was just wild. I mean,
do you get the farm equipment? The dude. So like, I didn't know how big a shifter knob was or whatever on a combine until fucking Instagram. You know what I mean? Like, there's a whole bunch of chicks that their whole shtick is fucking farm equipment, and I'm like, this is a thing. This
Didn't is a you send me thing? At one point a girl that was her content doing that in a car.
Yes. Yes. So, but now I'm talking like, once you see this fucking tractor, like, there's a lot of buttons on it. It's ribbed for her pleasure. Let me tell you. And all you see is just, so a lot of these videos, and it kind of went from like PG to like, bam, there's the fucking thing. Cause you would just start seeing like, oh, rough day at work. And you would just see fields and you'd see the combine stuff like that. And then you would see the shifter or whatever and a puddle. And you're like, huh? And I'm like, oh. Like this, okay. So you watch, I didn't like it or anything, but you know, I watched it three or four times. And of course that, you know, they're like, hey, now we're going to show you just a little bit of this. So there's also the videos of where they have like tent in the window and they'll shut a car door and it has like a song playing. And then all you see is just a titty in the reflection. And I'm like, oh shit, there's a titty. And it progressively got worse until next thing I saw was, again, she was steering a $1 million piece of equipment with her cervix.
I mean, that's good marketing for farmersonly.com. And, you know, they're always trying to get people, you know, the youth of America to start farming. You know, we need more milk, cows, farmers. I love farmers. I mean, Bush, they go out there and they're like, we're doing it for the farmers. And they put corn on some cans. I mean, this is something in a can, not some corn. I mean, maybe they're doing it with corn too. But, hey, somebody out there is the puppet master. And they're getting these people to do this to... I mean, let's be honest, you know, women, they have a lot of power in this world, and they make men do a lot of dumb things.
It's the power of the puss.
That's got to be on a t-shirt.
That's right.
If it's not already.
The power of the puss. And, I mean, she was putting that John Deere into gear. You know what I mean? Like, she was milked. Like, that was bad.
Man.
Now I'm gonna send you a whole bunch of that. I'm going to get all those hairy, greased up dudes off your Instagram.
No, Instagram's good. Instagram, we're good. It's the Twitter. Twitter. And that's okay. And I now the only thing I do on there is like I'll go to a YouTube video and I'll go share X post done. Share. And I'm like Well, I have to admit, I do check out Burley's every once in a while because he puts out some stuff. And then if I know that he had some beers or something the night before, I'm like, I'm going to go see what thoughts by Burley, just 2 a.m., 3 a.m., things that are coming out of his mouth under the influence is, I'm here for it.
We encourage it. We're just enabling his, you know, his poor choices sometimes.
I mean, somebody has to. You don't need enemies when you have friends like us.
That's right.
All right. Well, we can end it a little bit early. We're about right around 49, 50 minutes. It's Easter. I know you're busy. We got things to do, some get to travel for there, you know, put a couple hours in the vehicle, go see some family and stuff like that. So, yeah, let's do a little bit of a shorter episode. And I think the attention span of the people that listen to it anyways are a little bit shorter anyways.
That's right.
So there's probably some jokes in there, but I'm not going to make them. We talked about some some people that were not very tall, so I don't want to get that confused. But either way.
Already punching down.
Yeah, but We've been there. But either way, obviously, Euban, can't thank you enough, man, for taking some time. Brandon, hopefully you're having a good little Easter and eating as much prime rib as you would like. And today's Thursday. What is the day? April 4th. What is the national day on April 4th? Let's take a look real quick. I love this national day thing. I don't know why. Let's check out the April 4th. It's National Burrito Day. Hopefully you've had
great
National Burrito Day on the 4th. It's crazy that there is so many things. Today, the time that you're listening, is National Burrito Day. Go get yourself a burrito. National Hug a News Person Day. Make sure everybody goes and gives Brandon a hug. I know he's not like news, but he works for radio. So make sure. It's 404 Day. Celebrate one of the most important days by indulging your need for free expression. It's the Cheng Ming Festival. Discover National Parks Fortnight. It's also International Carrot Day. So ladies out there who are farmers, probably going to have some carrots in them. Maybe in both. International Day for Landmine Awareness and Assistance in Mine Action. It's Jeep 4x4 Day. It's International Day for Mine Awareness and Assistance in Mine Action. I think I just said that. National Alcohol Screening Day. Not say no to alcohol and yes to a healthy body and mind. That's what it says. It's also National Cordon Bleu Day.
Ooh.
Interesting. It's also National Dylan Day. I don't know any Dylan.
Dylans that can fuck off, honestly. You know?
Yeah, we're going to skip that one. But it's National Walk Around Things Day. It's vague but compelling, right? We circle back to how this day might have started. School Librarian Day. So if you're one of those people that had a crush on your librarian, no judgment. Make sure you give her a nice, big, quiet hug. It's also Tell a Lie Day. It's also Vitamin C Day and World Rat Day.
Jesus Christ. That's a lot of shit.
So what we need everybody to do is to drink some orange juice, all right? Do something with a rat. I'm not sure what you're going to do, whether you're going to kill one, eat one, doesn't matter. Just don't fuck one. Make sure you tell a lie. So tell everybody that you ate and killed a rat. That covers the lie. Hug somebody in the news. Apparently give up alcohol for today. Eat a burrito and some Cordon Bleu. And tell Dylan to eat a dick from Beardless.
And if you are one of those farmer individuals that creates that content and the carrot idea that Matt presented, I want you to stick at least 14 in there, and I want you to say, look at this 14-carat vajayjay. It's prime. My commission percentage is 5%. I don't even take much. So,
and use hashtag
off at gmail.com.
Yep, hashtag 14K carrot, hashtag International Carrot Day. We'll be looking for it on the Twitter.
That's going to be the next thing.
Don't put
thing.
That behind a paywall.
Where are you
share it with
off?
The world.
That's good.
All right. We'll see all you guys. Be good to your wieners and keep your sticks on the ice. We'll see you next week.
See you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.